listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Up in the sky.
It's the superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tires from It's Your Time to Travel, ready to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
You're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, hosted by Ricky Tires from Tires Tours and Travel. Topic for today's show is National Plan for Vacation Day, Week, Month. Listen up, it's time to stop pretending working from home can replace vacation. Schedule your time off and get away. It's National Plan for Vacation Month. Did you know American workers left an average of 29% of their paid time off on the table last year? Burning up vacation days leads to burning out at work. Plan for vacation before it's too late. Yeah, that's just some of the things that they're talking about for plan for vacation month or week. You need to schedule your vacation so you don't burn out and you're a better worker because you take time off. That's as simple as we can make it, is so that you can take time off. So Americans are burnt out and still not using their paid time off. After 2 years living through the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are feeling burnt out and ready for a change of scenery. However, COVID-19 related health and safety concerns and increased workloads have prevented many American workers from using their hard-earned time off. Americans are still not using all of their vacation time. They're not using all of their vacation time. So this just in. It's time to check out. 77% of full-time employees agree that taking vacations is an important factor in their job satisfaction. Plan for vacation to prevent burnout. Just plan for vacation to prevent burnout. So we have a project, and the project is called Project Time Off. National Plan for Vacation Month is January. It reminds us to plan our vacations at the start of the year for the rest of the year. The early bird gets to pack their bags and fly away to a little fun and relaxation. With the frigid temperatures and growing snow piles, where I'm at, in a couple of days, we're expecting 12 inches of snow. It's easy to start daydreaming of sunny skies, sandcastles, and the vacation days to come. But for many Americans, those vacation dreams turn out to be just that, a dream. Each year, Americans leave more than 600 million vacation days unused. Our work mantra attitude combined with a culture of silence in the workplace is keeping workers at their desks instead of using their time off. To change this, National Plan for Vacation Month, which is January, reminds us to plan our vacations at the start of the year for the rest of the year. When it comes to taking a vacation, it's the planners of the world who gets the job done. Planners are more likely to take all their vacation time in a given work year and take more extended vacations than non-planners. They're also happier with their jobs, relationships, and health. So don't knock the planners who get out the door to vacation. Start planning now. Plan your vacation now for the rest of the year. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about planning your vacation now for the rest of the year. And just some things to talk about. Join us in celebrating National Plan for Vacation Month, because we're all better employees and better people when we take time to travel. How many times over the last 2 years have you said, "I need a vacation"? This time around, book a vacation. Book a vacation. So, ready for vacation? The best way to get ahead is to start planning. What's your dream vacation for 2022? Now's the time to start thinking about that. Just one quarter of Americans used all of their earned time off in 2021. Don't let this year days go to waste. Plan your vacation today. 79% of Americans believe vacations are important to their overall well-being. Recharge, refresh, reconnect. Happiness sets in when you plan for vacation. Happiness sets in when you plan for vacation. So plan for vacation. Now's the time. Now's the time to plan your vacation. And 69% of full-time employees agree that their ability to take vacation is an important factor in keeping them in the workforce. Keep employees happy and the workforce healthy by encouraging everyone to plan for vacation. Plan for vacation. We can all use a break from the stressors of daily life. And again, after 2 years of living through COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are feeling burnt out. So you're listening to It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTimeRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. Stay tuned for National Plan Vacation. We give you tips on how to plan your vacation. That's coming up in the second half. This year, it's so important to look ahead to your next vacation for a variety of reasons. Close to 6 in 10, 59%, agree that travel is more important than ever. Data shows that travel is good for our health, our relationships, and helps us to learn more about the world around us. More than 9 in 10, 91%, Americans say it's important to use their paid time off to travel. Additionally, vacation can give our psyches a much-needed lift. Close to 8 in 10, 79% Americans believe vacations are important to their overall health and well-being. And not only is vacation necessary to combating burnout, but American workers say it is also an essential employment benefit. Paid time off is the second most important employee benefit an employee can offer after health insurance benefits, with nearly 7% agreeing that their ability to take vacation is an important factor in keeping them in the workforce. The fundamental freedom to travel is one of the aspects of our lives that have been most profoundly changed by the pandemic. We can all do ourselves a favor by looking ahead and planning travel experiences throughout the year. And if you need help planning your vacation, of course, you can give us a call at Tyus Tours and Travel at 866-547-5362 or you can visit us on the web at www.tyustours.com. So today we're talking about National Plan a Vacation Week, month, day. We have a lot of statistics, here talking about why it's important to take vacation. American workers left an average of more than 4 days or 29% of their paid time off on the table last year. And after 2 years of living through the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are feeling burnt out and ready for a change of scenery. However, COVID-19 related health and safety concerns and increased workloads have prevented many American workers from using their hard-earned time off. Americans are still not using all their vacation days. So we have a statistic that says planning for vacations reduces burnout. More than two-thirds, 68% of American workers feel at least moderately burnt out, and 13% are extremely burnt out. More than half, 53% of remote workers are working more hours now than they were in the office, and 61% now find it's more difficult to unplug from work. So when I started the show, the comment I made was, listen up, it's time to stop pretending working from home can replace vacation time. Schedule your time off and get away. It's National Plan Vacation Month, Day, Week. Get it done. Get it done at the beginning of the year. Get it done. Plan your vacation at the beginning of the year for the rest of the year. COVID-19 related concerns followed by work related barriers such as heavy workloads and lack of coverage are top reasons preventing Americans from using their paid time off. Just one quarter of Americans used all of their earned time off in 2021. And nearly 8 in 10 believe vacations are important to their overall health and well-being. Avoiding burnout was a top-rated motivator to book your trip within the next 6 months, ranked even higher than travel discounts or deals. Travel remains a top priority. More than 9 in 10, 91% of Americans say it's important to use your paid time off to travel. 64% of Americans desperately need a vacation. As vaccines roll out and become more accessible, demand for travel surges. On average, two-thirds of paid time off used was for travel away from home in 2021. And nearly 59% agree that travel is more important than ever, and 61% plan to make travel a top budget priority in 2022. 81% of Americans are excited to plan a vacation in the next 6 months. So, again, the travel priorities for 2022 is 71% says a change of scenery is important. 67% says family vacations to last a lifetime. Family vacations, the memories will last a lifetime. 66% says reconnecting with friends and family. So 2022 would be a good year to have a family reunion, to reconnect with friends and family, to get out and have a change of scenery. And 67% says prioritizing health and well-being is some of the priorities you should focus on for 2022. The impact of planning. Americans who plan out their time off take more time off to travel, but one quarter of American households don't do these simple steps. As a result, they lose or have to forfeit their vacation days. Planners prioritize traveling with their paid time off, a trend that is expected to continue to rise in 2022, where 53% of planners anticipate traveling more than the previous years versus 27% of non-planners. And planners actually do travel more than non-planners. More than half, 56% of Americans who typically plan their time off took an overnight vacation in 2021 compared to 33% of the non-planners. Anticipating and planning travel makes Americans happy. Anticipating and planning travel makes Americans happy. Close to three quarters, 74% of planners reported being extremely or very happy anticipating and planning vacations in the next year versus just 4 in 10 of non-planners. Avoiding burnout is an even greater motivator to book a trip for non-planners than planners. 62% of non-planners rated avoiding burnout as a top motivator compared to 53% of planners. So, basically, planning is the key to happiness. Those that plan for vacations are happier in general, with everything from their personal relationships to their work, life balance, health and well-being, and their job. So planners are extremely or very happy. Planners are on vacation. 86% of the planners are on vacation. 67% of the non-planners go on vacation. Personal relationships with family and friends. Planners are at 80%. Non-planners are at 58%. Work-life balance. 72% of the planners have a good work-life balance, and 54% of the non-planners have a good work-life balance. Job flexibility. 72% of the planners are happy with their job because they're planning their vacation, and 53% of the non-planners, only 53% of the non-planners are happy with their job, with their job flexibility. Anticipating and planning vacations. Wait a minute. You know, there's something that came across the news last night. Young lady that was Miss America. She was Miss America, I believe, in 2019 in New York. She worked. She was a lawyer. She worked on television. And she jumped off a building in New York and killed herself the other day. So when we talk about work-life balance, it's important to have the proper work-life balance. Job flexibility. Planners are at 72%. Non-planners are only at 53%. Anticipating and planning vacations. Planners are at 74%. Non-planners are only at 40%. Physical health and well-being. Planners are at 72%. Non-planners are at 46%. Companies where you work. Planners are at 68%. Non-planners are at 51%. And your job. Planners are at 68%. Non-planners are at 50%. Folks, now is the time. January, February is the time to plan your vacation now for the rest of the year. Plan it out. Go someplace. Do something. Take some time off. Create a bucket list of places that you want to go to. A lot of things are opening up with the vaccines. Travel to Europe. But now is the time to take some time off. And in the second half of the show, we're going to tell you how to go about planning a vacation. And we'll take you through the steps on how to do that. We'll do that in the second half of the show. But speaking of taking a vacation, there's a project that I'm working on since we have a little bit of time. And the project is for Black History Month, and it's called Walk in the Footsteps of Giants. And it is a 9-day tour that you can journey along the Civil Rights Trail. It starts in Memphis, Tennessee. It goes to Jackson, Mississippi. It goes to Birmingham. And then it goes to Montgomery. And then it goes to Atlanta. And it is a... It is a 8-day tour. You get to visit a lot of historical places in Memphis. For example, in Memphis, which is known for its musical history in rock and roll, soul and blues, for performers like Albert King, Louis Armstrong, Muddy Waters, and B.B. King, who influenced music, they graced the streets of Memphis. It's one of the things, and once we dive into the culture, we'll talk about we'll talk about the Lorraine Motel, the place where Dr. Martin Luther King was killed. We'll take a trip to the Slave Haven Underground Railroad Museum, and in Jackson, Mississippi, in Money, Mississippi. We'll take a visit to Bryant's Grocery and Meat Market and learn about the tragic events that unfolded and led to the unjust murder of 14-year-old Emmett Till in 1955. Then from Jackson, we'll go to Birmingham. Birmingham is amazing. It has so much going on. But we'll travel to the site of Medgar Evers, the prominent civil rights organizer and the first field secretary of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, who was murdered. We will go to the 16th Street Baptist Church, where the four young girls preparing for Sunday school was killed by the Ku Klux Klan. And then we'll travel to Selma, and we'll cross the bridge, the Edmund Pettus Bridge. We'll get to see all that. This is an amazing tour. It is it's 8-9 days, and it covers a lot of history. And the reason why history is important is because if you don't know your history, then you don't know your future. And history has a tendency to repeat itself. So this is a tour that we're trying to put together. I would probably travel the tour sometime this year. We're trying to put it together for 2023. It's a very active tour. And trying to find people who are interested in continuing the journey and to follow the trail. And we're going to journey along the Civil Rights Trail. So that's the event that we're doing in 2023. We'll talk about that more during Black History Month. Our next show will cover that in detail. But the second half of the show today, we're going to talk about, it's called Project Time Off. And we're going to talk about how important planning a vacation is, and there's three easy steps to make it happen. So we're going to get into that in the second half of the show. And for the first half of the show, we talked about all the statistics that comes with planning a vacation. How 64% of Americans desperately need a vacation, especially after 2 years of living through the COVID-19 pandemic. Americans have to be feeling burnt out and ready for a change of scenery. And as things are opening back up, now's the time to plan your vacation. We talk about Americans left an average of 4.6 days of their paid time off on the table last year. Man, that's a whole week. 4.6 days Americans left on the table last year because they didn't plan their vacation. There's a guy that works with me that just got back from vacation. But when I asked him, where did he go? He didn't go anyplace. He didn't plan anything. He didn't plan anything ahead of time. He basically didn't do anything. Okay? And we know that planning vacation reduces burnout. Again, we say that 64% of Americans desperately need a vacation and desperately need to go someplace. More than two-thirds, 68% of American workers feel at least mildly burnt out, and 13% are extremely burnt out from their job. I know I'm burnt out from my job. I'm going on vacation in 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, I'm going on vacation. I'm going away because I'm burnt out from my job. I'm burnt out from my radio show. I'm burnt out from working travel, so I'm going away in 2 weeks. My vacation starts at February 14th, and I will be gone for a week. More than half, 53% of remote workers are working more hours now than they were in the office. I find it very hard, extremely hard to work from home because it's just too many interruptions. There's too many things I need to get done while I'm supposed to be working. Maybe it's I need to cook, or maybe I need to wash clothes, or maybe I need to clean house, but I need to get all that done while I'm working at home, and I find it extremely, extremely hard to work from home. I don't know why that is. I think going to an office is so much better, but I find it extremely hard to work from home. And with the COVID, too many people working from home, and they're calling that vacation time. And I think I'm under more pressure when I'm at home with all the little interruptions, phone ringing, somebody's knocking on the door, something pops up on television, I take time to watch it on television, or while I'm working, I have to get my laundry done, or I have to cook, or I have to go pick somebody up, you know. I find working from home to be very, very stressful. I prefer to leave home and work out of an office. COVID-19 related concerns followed by work related barriers such as heavy workloads and lack of coverage are top reasons preventing Americans from using their paid time off. We have another project that we're doing with a local church with their members, and we're trying to get them to plan on taking just 3 or 4 days off and travel with us to see something different, to do something different. We're offering this to them at a great price. They would be gone three days, two nights. They get a chance to see. They get a chance to go to the theater. They get a chance to shop. 2 days away from home, and on the way home, we're going to stop at Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and that's where the plane went down during 9/11. So for 3 days, two nights. Group of people will be away from home and planning a vacation. Get out and plan your vacation. Listeners, look up in the sky. It's the superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyus from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. And coming up after the break, we're going to show you how to plan your vacation.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Okay, kids, dad's gonna teach you how to dance. First, spread your feet apart. Then, a pump your knee.
Dance like a dad. It's a great way to make a moment with your kids. Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater.
All right.
Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Look up in the sky. It's a superhero of travel. It's Ricky Tyers from It's Your Time to Travel on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard. Listen up. It's time to stop pretending working from home can replace vacation time. Schedule your time off and get away. It is National Plan for Vacation Day, Week, Month. We say that National Plan for Vacation is in January, and it reminds us to plan our vacation at the start of the year for the rest of the year. The early bird gets to pack their bags and fly away to a little fun and relaxation. With the frigid temperatures and growing snow piles, in my area we're expecting to get 12 inches of snow. 12 inches of snow. That's taller than what my car is. So I can't go anyplace. And it's easy to start daydreaming of sunny skies, sandcastles, and the vacation days to come. But for many Americans, those vacation dreams turn out to be just that. It turns out to be a dream because they don't plan a vacation. Each year, Americans have more than 600 million vacation days unused. Our work mantra attitudes combined with a culture of silence in the workplace is keeping workers at their desks instead of using their time off. Well, but they sure do call off a lot, though. They may not plan vacations, but they sure do call off a lot. So to change this, National Plan for Vacation reminds us to plan our vacations at the start of the year for the rest of the year. When it comes to taking a vacation, it's the planners of the world who gets the job done. Planners are more likely to take all their vacation time in a given work year and take more extended vacations than non-planners. And they're also happier with their jobs, relationships, and health. So don't knock the planners who get out the door to vacation. Get planning. I'm going to take a vacation. My vacation's coming in 2 weeks. I plan to go to Savannah, Georgia, in my vacation for 2 weeks and kind of bum around Savannah. But yeah, so we have a project, and it's called Project Time Off. And it simply says planning vacation doesn't have to be a monumental task. And here are three easy steps to make it happen. First, determine how much time off you've earned. Look up the number of vacation days you earn by checking with your finance or HR team. And don't forget to make a note of any office closures. And the reason why that's important, because I've always taken a cruise around Labor Day. Okay? So I've always taken a cruise around Labor Day. So I shouldn't take Labor Day as a vacation day because that's the day that I get paid for. So coordinate calendars. Plot out your year. Enter the number of days you earn, put your vacation dreams on a calendar, and get your family and friends involved in the planning. Share your plans. Once you have days determined, use the calendar to export your plans to Outlook, Gmail, or other electronic calendars to share with your boss, coworkers, and family. So, on the screen now is a vacation that we took in 2015 to Jamaica. And that vacation is simply titled, Wish You Were Here. But that's a group that we went to Jamaica in 2015. And it was planned. We started planning that. We actually went in April, and we started planning that almost 9 to 12 months ahead of time. And everyone had a great time. Everyone learned something that they didn't know about Jamaica, and we were able to, with our driver, Luki, we were able to see parts of Jamaica that most people don't see because they don't leave the resort. But we have National Plan for Vacation, and it's launched by the U.S. Travel Association. It's called Project Time Off. It was initiated in 2017. National Plan for Vacation Day provides an opportunity to come together at a single moment to rally around the importance of planning for a vacation. In its inaugural year, more than 600 organizations representing all 50 states came together to encourage Americans to plan for vacation. The registrar at National Day Calendar proclaimed National Plan for Vacation Day to be observed annually. In 2023, National Plan for Vacation Day is January 31st. And Project Time Off has uncovered an alarming trend over the last 40 years. A Americans are taking fewer and fewer vacation days. To reverse this trend, we aim to prove that vacation travel is valuable and necessary for strengthening personal relationships, inspiring creative thinking, improving professional performance, and promoting better health. So again, this is the trip that we took to Jamaica. And the title of that trip is, the title of that vacation is Wish You Were Here. Our bus driver, Lukey, is from Jamaica, and he took us all around Jamaica, Negril, Ocho Rios. He showed us Montego Bay. It's just so many places that he took us to, and everyone had such a great time. And on this trip, we had professional people. We had mayors. We had ministers. It was a wonderful time. Everybody had a great time. So we know Americans are burned out and still not using their paid time off. After 2 years of living through the COVID-19 pandemic, Americans are feeling burnt out and ready for a change. And here at Tyus Tours and Travel, we offer that to you. We offer a change. We offer for a way to get you away. We have, through a vendor that we use, we offer low-price, all-inclusive vacations. As a matter of fact, the vacation that you saw on was booked through this particular company. Everybody had a great time, and they really take care of you. So, you know, give us a call at 866-547-5362, and we will help you plan your vacation so that you get the most out of your money and so that your vacation is worry-free, which in these days, in these times, it's important for your vacation to be worry-free. You know, with the cancellation of flights, with the COVID and all the variants that's going around, it's important that your vacation is stress-free. We offer a tremendous package when it comes to covering COVID-related issues. And just to show you some tricks that some of the companies are playing with you is that, for example, when you go on a cruise, you have to get tested before you go on a cruise, and they want all passengers to be vaccinated. That's fine and dandy. So when you come back from the cruise, do they test you on the cruise ship? No, they don't test you till you get off the cruise ship. And the reason why they test you once you get off the cruise ship is because if you test positive, then everything falls on you. Everything falls on you. If you tested positive on the cruise ship would have to put you up. They would have to get you transportation home, because once you test positive on vacation, the airlines are not going to let you fly. So let's say you're coming off a cruise, you get off the cruise ship, you test positive. So now all that is on you to quarantine until you're not positive anymore. So, and there's some ways to work around that, and we certainly know all the ins and outs of getting you around those things. And if you test positive, for example, we have a vendor that if you test positive on their property, then they take care of everything. They absolutely take care of you. They will house you at no additional cost up to 14 days. So there's different type of vendors, and there's different ways that people are dealing with this pandemic. But it's important to understand that Americans are burnt out and still not using their paid time off, that American workers left an average of more than 4 days, 4.6 days of their paid time off on the table because they didn't take it. So I am taking vacation starting February 14th. I'm going to Savannah for a couple days. I'm working on a project, journey along the Civil Rights Trail. I'm working on a project which I'm going to talk about on our next radio show. But take your time off. Take the time off. Planning vacations reduces burnout. More than two-thirds of American workers feel at least moderately burnt out, and 13% are extremely burnt out. Extremely burnt out. So it's important that you plan your vacation. It's important that you give us a call and we can help you plan your vacation. I have a guy who is getting ready to go to Vegas, him and his family. Second time him and his wife is gone, first time that his daughter is going. And we have an itinerary built where the daughter can see as much of Las Vegas as possible so that they can do as many free things as possible. We have a plan where they have a nonstop flight. You know, there's no stopping someplace, layover. It's a nonstop flight. We have a plan where the day that they leave, they can still spend most of the day exploring Las Vegas. So give us a call. Our phone number is 866-547-5362. And you can visit us on our website at www.tyustours.com. So again, planning a vacation reduces burnout. More than two-thirds of American workers feel at least mildly burnt out or extremely burnt out. What are you? Are you burnt out from the pandemic and working from home and kids not being able to go to school, so the kids are going to school remotely? So, like, what are you? How do you feel? Give us a call, and we can help relieve that stress by planning a stress-free vacation. Wow. A stress-free vacation like the vacation that we're showing now on the screen to Jamaica. Because travel remains a top priority. More than 9 in 10 Americans say it's important to use their paid off to travel. As vaccines rollouts become more accessible, demand for travel surges. On average, two-thirds of paid time off used for travel away from home. So 91% of Americans are excited to plan a vacation in the next 6 months. So we say here for National Plan a Vacation Day, Month, Week, that you should plan your vacation now for the rest of the year. And we have some easy steps to follow. First, you need to determine how much time off you've earned. Look up the number of vacation days you earn by checking with your finance or HR team. Don't forget to make a note of any office closures, due to holidays. You need to coordinate your calendars. Pick out your year, enter the number of days you've earned, put your vacation dreams on the calendar, and get your family and friends involved in planning your vacation. You need to share your plans. Once you've had your days determined, use the calendar to export your plans to Outlook, Gmail, or other electronic calendars to share with your boss. Speaking of electronic calendars, if you go to my website, on every single page I have, I have an electronic calendar that you can click on that gives you my availability so you can give us a call and sit down and plan your vacation. Plan your vacation. It's important for you to plan your vacation because you know what? Working from home is not vacation. The kids are remote learning, and home used to be the place you go to relax, but you can't relax there if your office is there, the kids are there, you know, they're learning remotely. Plan that vacation. Absolutely plan that vacation. Yeah, plan that vacation. National Plan for Vacation is in January, and it reminds us to plan our vacation to start at the start of the year for the rest of the year. Plan your vacation for the start of the year for the rest of the year. The early bird gets to pack their bags and fly away to a little fun and relaxation. And we all know winter is coming. Groundhog Day is Wednesday. Groundhog Day is Wednesday already? And with the frigid temperatures and growing snow piles, it's easy to start daydreaming of sunny skies, sandcastles, beaches, and the vacation days to come. But for many Americans, those vacation dreams turn out to be just dreams. That's all they are, they're just dreams. Each year, Americans leave more than 600 million vacation days unused. Our work mantra, attitude, combined with a culture of silence in the workplace is keeping workers at their desks instead of using their time off. Folks, give us a call, Tyus Surgeon Travel at 866-547-5362. Plan your vacation now for the rest of the year. Small deposit, make payments. Plan your vacation now for the rest of the year. We have special projects going on this year. We have a trip to Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, to Sights and Sounds. It's 3 days, 2 nights, relatively inexpensive. You get to go to the theater. And then on the way home, included in the price is two nights hotel, breakfast, dinner, luggage handling fees, and gratuities for housekeeping. And then on the way back, we're going to stop at Shanksville 911 in Pennsylvania, Shanksville, Pennsylvania 911, where the airplane crashed during 9/11. We're going to visit that. That's July 11th, 12th, and 13th. So plan your vacation. Start planning your vacation. Don't wait till last minute. Now's the time to plan your vacation. Absolutely time, because if you're working every day, you're getting burnt out. Absolutely getting burnt out. So now's the time. We also are planning a trip in 2023, and it's called Journey Along the Civil Rights Trail. And it's taking you to Memphis, Tennessee. It's taking you to Alabama. It's taking you to Jackson, Mississippi. It's taking you to Atlanta. It is a 9-day tour, and you get to see all the sights and explore all the places that happened in the 50s and 60s during the civil rights. And the reason why that's important is because we're heading back that way. With everything that's going on, they're trying to take away our voting rights. We're heading back that way. So you need to understand what we've gone through to get to where we are today. And that's the trip that's going on in 2023. You can go to my website, www.tyustours.com. If you stroll down to the bottom of the page, if you click on tours, it should be under tours. Yeah, but and we have different dates to travel, but I like to take a group, leave from here and take a group. And on the way down to the Civil Rights Trail, we'll stop at some places along the way. Cincinnati, we'll stop at Cincinnati and see the African American Museum there. We'll stop in Louisville and see the Muhammad Ali Museum, which is beautiful. And then from there, we'll head to Memphis. We may make a stop in Nashville. But something that we're working on, I'm getting ready to do a presentation Super Bowl Sunday to a group about the Civil Rights Tour. And then I'm flying to Topeka, Kansas to do a presentation there to African-American group leaders about this particular tour. And one of the things I didn't know and didn't realize how important to Topeka, Kansas was during the Civil Rights event. So there's a lot of things going on in 2022, and you need to be a part of it. Get out and travel. Get out and travel. On the screen that just went down was our trip to Jamaica. Our trip to Jamaica was a fantastic trip, and we can plan trips like that for you and your groups, you and your family, multi-generational trips. We can put all that together for you so that your whole family can enjoy the trip. Now's the time to plan that family reunion. This is February, folks. You know, it'll be July before you know it. So now is the time to plan that family reunion. Give us a call at Tire Surgeon Travel at 866-547-5362. And again, today we're talking about National Plan of Vacation, week, day, month. Now is the time to plan your vacation now for the rest of the year. There's just so many things to do out there, so many places to go. With the viruses, with the vaccines that we have in place, it's opening up travel. You're able to get out. You're able to enjoy. Now's the time to plan that vacation for 2022 or 2023. I myself, I have vacation coming in 2 weeks. I am going to Savannah, Georgia, and I will be down there studying the Civil Rights Trail. I will be in Savannah for a couple of days. I will come back and do my radio show that Thursday, which I believe is the 16th. And doing that show, we'll talk about the Civil Rights Trail. So there's just so much going on, but you need to take the time to plan your vacation, because what we're finding out, this National Plan of Vacation Day was launched by U.S. Travel Association, and the name of it is Project Time Off. It was initiated in 2017, and it used more than 600 organizations. It represented all 50 states, and they came together to encourage Americans to plan for vacation. So on social media, I absolutely blasted social media, just reminding people to plan their vacation. So what this project uncovered was that for the last 40 years, Americans are taking fewer and fewer vacation days. To reverse this trend, we aim to prove that vacation travel is valuable and necessary for strengthening personal relationships, inspiring creative thinking, improving professional performance, and promoting better health. So that's what we're trying to prove at National Vacation Day. We're trying to prove that vacations are essential, vacations are important, and as a matter of fact, America is the worst nation, one of the worst nations in the world when giving vacation paid time off to people. Maybe you get 2 weeks paid vacation if you've been on your job X amount of years. But over in Europe, man, they get 6-8 weeks off. They get 6 or 8 weeks off. You know, so America is lagging behind, but we also need to make sure that Americans are planning their vacation days. So, look up in the sky. It's a superhero travel. It's Ricky Tyus We're able to take you around the world by air, land, or sea, even by flying saucer. And we're live on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio the way it should be heard.